Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Hemispheric meeting a decade after defeat of FTAA. 10 years after the abandonment of the project of the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a common articulation of social movements, students, workers, peasants, women, and indigenous peoples representing these sectors met in Havana, Cuba, to discuss a new stage of anti-capitalist struggle in the region. During the opening table of the hemispheric meeting, FTAA's defeat, 10 years, joint strategies were shared that will allow to integrate people and mobilize against the counteroffensive of capital in the region. The participants analyzed the general impacts of free trade and the role of transnational corporations, the renovated imperial domination strategies, and the rearticulation of the right wing, as well as processes of change and regional integration in the new scenarios. Likewise, the aim was to open an international solidarity space among the organizations of the continent. The event was organized by the Articulation of Social Movements Towards ALBA of Cuba. On its behalf, Cuban Gilberto Valdez highlighted the anti-capitalist and anti-patriarchal struggle as common denominators of the different social sectors. The current exploitation forms are the same, but at the same time aren't the same than those of a decade ago, said Valdez during his intervention that opened the hemispheric meeting. The declaration of the event issued on November 22nd states, "Over 10 years ago, we gathered in a continental campaign with a large diversity of forces and actors, from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego, in a commitment for common action that resulted in an increase of struggles and mobilizations. Today, we are meeting here to celebrate that historical victory and gain strength to move forward. This is a key moment for the continent. Imperialism is rebuilding its domination strategy that can be seen in the strong offensive of capital, the advances of free trade, the power of transnational corporations that violate our sovereignties, a military, cultural, and media logic where the monopoly of communication media plays an alienating and controlling role.